This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. You know what the Word of God says from John 6? Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread come down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." Oh, he was not talking about the Word of God here. He was talking about the flesh and blood of himself, the Eucharist. Oh, the center of our worship is the flesh and blood of the risen Lord, the one who died and the one who was raised from the dead. And he has all power given to him. And he gives that church, that power to us in the church. Unfortunately, most people do not tap into the power of Jesus Christ. They don't know the power. They just think they have words on a blank page from John 6. But there's power in the Word of God. There's power in the Eucharist. You know, we do not preach the power of the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus enough. When we go to Holy Communion, we are receiving our Lord, not a symbol of God, not a symbol of Jesus, but Jesus in reality. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. I tell you, the Eucharist is the center of our worship. Hallelujah. Oh, but let us not forget the Word of God that comes before the Eucharist. The proclamation of the Word of God, oh, which many people have left behind. Many Catholics have left behind. The proclamation of the Word of God makes us ready for the receiving of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to preach the whole gospel, the whole gospel, the proclamation of the body and blood of Christ. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me. And you know what? Many of his disciples left. And you know what? Jesus didn't call them back. Why? Because he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. Many of his disciples said they left. And a disciple was not a Sunday Catholic. A disciple left mother, father, sister, brother, homes for the Lord Jesus Christ. And he didn't call them back. Why? Because he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. I tell you, the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church have proclaimed this reality. But I also need to tell you, we need to proclaim the Word of God before the reception of the Blessed Sacrament. We need to proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified and raised from the dead. We need to proclaim the coming of Pentecost before the Eucharist. We need the Word of God. We have nothing but the Word of God that is proclaimed. We do not proclaim anything else but the Word of God. But many of us have not even delved into the Word of God. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Many of his disciples left, and he didn't call them back because he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. Now, Catholics believed this, and Orthodox believed this, but I won't tell you. The Word of God must be proclaimed before the giving of the body and blood of Christ. We need to proclaim the Word of God in season and out of season. Oh, yes, many places do not proclaim the Word of God, the power of the Word of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. We need Pentecost. We need Pentecost. We need Pentecost, as well as the Word of God that leads us to the body and blood of Christ. Have you experienced Pentecost? Have you experienced the power of Pentecost? Oh, there's a cost in Pentecost, and many people do not know the power of Pentecost. I tell you, we were children in our 20s proclaiming the power of Pentecost at the Seneca Retreat House in Brighton, Massachusetts. The power of Pentecost. And you know what? Not many people proclaim that Pentecost is for us. How do I know that? Because I've received baptism and confirmation. And I need to experience confirmation in the power of the Holy Spirit. I need to experience Acts 2. They were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. We need Pentecost. We need the power of Pentecost. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you.
I couldn't imagine living one day without the Eucharist, receiving the divinity of God, receiving as we consume the Eucharist, we are filled with the light, the power, the glory of God. You want to be someone who not only preaches about God's power, but demonstrates God's power. When you preach about the glory comes. When you preach about God's love, God's loves begin to fall. When we have a healing service, we preach about miracles. And guess what? The Lord releases miracles. You have the power of life and death in your tongue. Jesus has given you dominion, and what you speak will manifest. What you speak will manifest. What's in your heart will become what's in your mind. What's in your mind will become your words. That's why as we have a pure heart and we say things with pure intention, there becomes more and more power upon our words. For many people, God wants to trust you with the anointing, but he can't anoint you until you put the coal on your tongue. Because God, when he anoints you and he puts the power of God upon your words, he will give you power to bless, but that same power will be upon your words as you curse. That's why the Lord cannot trust us till we are able to speak only God's truth and only God's will and only God's life upon our life and other people's life. But if we don't know the word of God, we can't know what God's will for our life and our in this world is.
And the power of the word of God is so necessary. This broadcast in 1984 was all about the word of God that Catholics need to hear, the Word of God proclaimed and the power of God experienced. That's how we started, and that's how we continue. That Jesus is all powerful, not only then at Pentecost, but now we are living on the day of Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit makes Jesus our contemporary. Oh, how we need to know Jesus personally. How we need to give our lives to Jesus personally. During Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday, every time the church meets, brings the people to the font of baptism to renew their baptismal vows and give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you renounce Satan? I do. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth? I do. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was crucified on the cross, died and was buried on the third day, rose from the dead? I do. Do you believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come? I do. Do you believe in the giving of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost? We're living in the day of Pentecost. It's called ordinary time. But ordinary time is not ordinary. It's in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what it's all about.
And every day, the Holy Spirit, we talked about yesterday, divine connections for you, that God is looking at you, and through His power of the Holy Spirit and the holy angels, He is directing your life and setting you up. Some of the stuff I was just telling Father, you can't even make it up. Yesterday after the radio, I'm big brother, mentor, whatever you want to call it, but Matthew, I take him out after school, and we were going to the arcade at the mall. And when we got to the arcade, I had cash that we need to put in the quarter machine for him so he could play the games. But the machine was out and it didn't work. And then so I walked to the other end of the mall, somewhere we'd never go to get quarters. God just led me there, but that machine was gone. So there was no way to get quarters. I said, it's all right, we'll just go to the bank. And out of nowhere, there were two people that looked homeless. And they were walking through the mall, going to every store. And they had a big cup, Dunkin' Donuts cup. I'm like, what's in there? And they were filled with quarters. And they were asking everyone, will we change these quarters for dollars? And you know, sometimes I just laugh. Matthew, he's in eighth grade, but he knows. He said, this is a divine appointment. So I said, come here, man. I'm like, you know, I need quarters. The machine doesn't work. I've never seen this before. But anyways, I gave him cash. I got quarters. But then God set it up. Because I told him about the love of Jesus. They invited Jesus in their heart. They gave their life to God. We prayed right in the mall for the power of the Holy Spirit. It was right in front of a church in the mall. I think it was like Netcast or something. And they had given their life to Jesus. But you see, this is all the Holy Spirit doing. Their guardian angels led them to me. God set it all up by the desires of my heart. And I'm really realizing you don't need to go out looking. You just need to be in divine union with God and be ready to say, here I am, God. I've come to do your will. That you don't hesitate. You are a soldier of God. Soldiers who hesitate are ineffective. But when the Lord moves you to do something, you pray. You speak about Jesus. I don't know what I'm going to say. Father doesn't know what he's going to say. But we know that as we open our mouth, the Holy Spirit is going to put the words in there. And as we speak the word of God, that word is going to release God's power. So you don't need to get ready. You just need to stay ready.
Stay ready all the time. I remember one person said to me to criticize me, You're always looking to bring someone to Jesus. I said, you're absolutely right.
Yes.
Absolutely right. He said, but you know what? I reel in the grocery store. I said, yes, I'm real in the grocery store. I've led people to Christ in the grocery store. Oh, yeah. We have a place in Revere called the Marketplace. And I tell you, we've led people to Jesus in this place in Revere.
It's so much easier to lead people to God outside the church so many times. Because when they hear the word of God in the middle of their life, they know that the Spirit of God, Jesus, has come to encounter them.
And it's, we have to be ready to bring people to Christ and ready to bring Christ to people, because the world is lost. The church needs to be evangelized so that people will be saved, that people will experience the new birth experience. You see, unless a man is born again of water and the Spirit, he shall not enter the kingdom of God. I was born again of water in the Spirit at baptism and confirmation. But you know what? When did I experience it? I experienced it when I was 21 years old. And I continue to experience Pentecost and the power of the Holy Spirit as I lay down my life and give it to Jesus. My life belongs to Jesus. What about your life today? Who has your life today? Does Jesus have your life today? I tell you, Jesus wants your life today. He wants to give you a song to sing, to praise God. But you know what? You're the only one that can give the Lord your life. No one can do that for you. No church can do that for you. You're the only one that can say, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Cover me with your blood. I surrender my life to you. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. You're the only one that can say that. God is looking for people that are willing to give their lives over to Jesus, not only for a day, not only for a retreat, but for every single day. Who has your life today? Have you given your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ today? Have you? I'm asking you a question. Have you given your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ? Lord, I give you my life personally. Today, right now, I put my life in your hands. I come to the cross and I say, Jesus, your blood makes me clean. Your blood transforms me. Your blood brings me healing and deliverance. Oh, yes, it's all about the blood of Jesus. Your resurrection gives me new life. New life in the power of the Holy Spirit. This new life has been given to us at baptism and confirmation. But so many people do not know the release of what it means to be baptized and confirmed.
It's only when you surrender. It's that choice. And every day, there's a deeper and deeper surrender for freedom. Christ came to set you free. And why does God want you free? So that you can bring other people to freedom. So that you can live a life fully alive in the power of the Holy Spirit. The only way to witness and evangelize is that someone needs to desire what you have. That they know you have the living God deep within inside of you. That you carry an atmosphere of God's glory. That when you die to yourself, you can begin to live to Jesus Christ. What God is really showing me, that if we can just get someone close to me, they're going to be saved, because they're going to encounter the atmosphere of heaven. They're going to encounter the love of God emanating from my soul, from Father Tom's soul, from your spirit, that you carry such a realm of God's love and peace. It's beyond words. It is the power of God being manifested through just the spiritual atmosphere you carry. The Lord gave me a word that he wants his people to control spiritual atmospheres. That when I go into a dark place, I have the confidence that Christ within me illumines that, that the light never battles with the darkness. The light comes to overshadow it. When I was in Mexico, I went into the New Age store with the evil eyes and the curses and all the witchcraft and whatever it is. It's all nothing compared to the light of God. I picked up every object and I released God's Holy Spirit, God's light and God's power, God's glory. And I said, Lord, may anyone who picks this up, anyone who touches this, may they be saved and may they be converted. May the light that's in me be transformed to these objects and people encounter that light as they pick them up. See, the devil has as much power as you give him. You don't need to fear darkness. When you wake up, the devil's afraid of you because you contain heaven. You contain the power of God. You contain the resurrection within you, and you need to have the confidence and the power to begin to release this. The spirit of fear comes through the spirit of doubt and unbelief. You don't need to doubt. You don't need to unbelief. You have the victory, and you need to know who you are in Christ so you can begin to walk in the victory. But you can't walk in the victory till you begin to surrender everything to Jesus.
Surrender. There it is again. That word surrender. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. When I was ordained, they called my name and I was to answer present. But I not only said present, I said, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. That's why I was ordained. That's why I was baptized. That's why I was confirmed. I come to do your will. That's all I want. And the will of God is wonderful. It is the power of Pentecost. How we need the Holy Spirit who leads us to the risen Lord. This Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. Do you know him as Lord and Messiah? Do you know him as your Savior? Do you know him as your only hope? Oh, yes. I remember one day I had reached the end of my rope, and the Lord said, I am your only hope. And that's real. Jesus is my only hope. But in him, I have wonders, and I have wonderful things that come in Christ Jesus. He's my only hope. He's your only hope. But he opens to us a new life in Pentecost. We need Pentecost. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to realize that we are not alone, that God has filled us with the Holy Spirit to proclaim the love of Jesus in word and in sacrament.
Pride is relying upon yourself. Humility is relying only upon the power, the mercy, the grace, and the love of God. I never have anything to fear or worry about because I am in God's arms. And everything, God is my protector. God is my provider. And if God doesn't want it for me, I don't want it anyways. So if you want this new divine life, just today, tell Jesus you surrender. Tell Jesus.
Lord Jesus, come. Come now into our lives. Come now into my life. Come now. Set me free from sin and Satan and death. Set me free by the power of your blood. Wash us clean today by the blood that you shed at Calvary. Oh, but do not stop with your blood. We need the power of your resurrection. We need the grace of the Holy Spirit. We need Pentecost. This Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. You shall do greater things than I, he said, because I go to the Father. Do you know that today? Jesus promised that you and I would do greater things than he, because he goes to the Father. He's at the right hand of the Father, pleading for us. He's at the right hand of the Father, letting us know that he will be with us always, even unto the end of time. Do you know that today? Just tell him, I surrender, Lord Jesus. I don't know what it means to surrender, but I surrender my body, my soul, my spirit. I surrender all to you because you are the Lord. You came to have me become a new creation. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Are you a new creation? Do you know that you are a new creation? Hallelujah. Through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and the coming of the Spirit, you are a new creation. Oh, let the world know it by your smile. Let the world know it by your words. Let the world know it one at a time that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, to the glory of God the Father. Amen and amen. Alleluia. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Amen.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.